Several members of FAMU's Board of Trustees take issue with the $425,000 salary initially offered to Elmira Mangum. That's $84,000 more than what former President James Ammons made at the time he resigned several years ago. Ammons had prior experience as a university president at North Carolina Central University, something Mangum, presently Cornell University's vice president of budget, does not. But on Friday, Trustee Rufus Montgomery speculated that if she quits or doesn't have her contract renewed when it's up, FAMU could be on the hook for millions. That's because, as a condition of becoming president, Mangum will automatically become a tenured professor and stay on FAMU's payroll.
If she doesn't work out, at a minimum, we have to pay her $2.6 million. And then if she decides to stick around on campus, and I'm not assuming failure, but I'm saying it is a possibility, then if she decided to stay on campus for, say, another 5 years, we'd be into her for another $2.5 million.
But the prospect of potentially losing Mangum due to disputes over what to pay her had other trustees like Marjorie Turnbull worried. Turnbull says the prospect of renegotiating Mangum's contract puts the university on shaky ground.
If we do not come to a decision on this presidency, Florida A&M University will have difficulty recovering, if ever, from this situation. We will never be able to hire a president. There is no one out there who would be willing to take a look at us.
Trustees left Mangum's $425,000 salary intact, but removed other parts of her compensation package, such as a $1,000 a month car allowance. The contract now goes back to Mangum and her attorney. If she rejects it, FAMU trustees may have to go back to the drawing board. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.